Happy Lunar New Year, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家中国年快乐。
Asian culture, we got two New Years.
在我们亚洲里人的文化里面，我们又可以过两个年。
Apparently, people love newness.
很显然的，每个人都喜欢过年，对不对？
Actually, newness truly brings us excitement and freshness.
因为过所谓的新年，带给我们一个清新的气象。
Sometimes even with curiosity and surprise.
有时候给我们一些惊喜。
The sense, the feeling of newness is great.
我们最新的感受是非常的好的一种感受。
Apparently, those young people love their new gift is an iPad.
很显然的，年轻人最喜欢的新的礼物是什么呢？就是所谓的 iPad.
Maybe a new car.
哦，也许新车也不错。
But newness is so short.
但是我们所谓一些新的东西，它实在是非常短暂的。
Once you drove your car from the dealer, that will turn out like a used car.
你一旦从这个车商的那个展示厅里面把车新车开出去，那个新车马上就变成一个旧车。
You may give a try to resell it next day. The price will drop significantly.
您即使是第二天就要把你这个新车出卖的话，那个价钱马上就打了很大的折扣。
In Chinese language, we call bride a new lady, and we call bridegroom new man.
哦，在中国的文化里面，我们叫做一个新娘叫做新的娘，那这个新郎就是新的郎，可以吗 ？OK.
But right after the marriage, next day they will call each other old man and old lady.
哦，但是结婚第二天就开始怎么样，称呼就变了哈。
老公、老婆。
老婆。
So newness is so short.
所以这个新呢，实在是非常的短暂。
And through this newness, we would like to share with each other what the Bible said about newness.
所以今天我们就趁这个新年的机会，跟大家分享一下这个圣经里面所谓的新是怎么一回事。
A Christian, you can enjoy the newness all the time.
基督徒可以一生无穷尽地享受这个新。
From the Bible, 2 Corinthians, there is a verse from chapter 5, verse 17. Please read together with me in English first and then Mandarin. Let's go with English first.
请大家跟我一起念，我们是英文先，好不好？哥林多后书二章，哥林多后书五章十七节，请英文一起念。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. 若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过。都变成新的了。Would that be a great one for us?
这是不是一件非常美好的事呢？
If anyone, that means everyone, anyone, if you are in Christ, that's the only criteria. If you are in Christ.
所以这里说每若有人就是每一个人，只要你是在基督里。
Then you are a new creation.
你就是一个新造的人。
And the old has gone.
旧事已过。
And the new has come.
都变成新的了。
This is a true Christian journey. You will experience the newness all the time.
这是一个真正的基督徒的旅程，因为你可以一直不断的经历这个新。
Is it true? Is it possible?
真的吗？可能吗？
I want to share with you, then you have the true evidence and you can enjoy the newness that God has given to us.
我要跟大家分享一个证据，然后你就因此可以享受神给你这个新。
In Ephesians,
以弗所书
chapter 1, verse 4 is stated here, for he, that means God, our Father, chose us in him. Him means Christ, before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight.
以弗所书第一章第四节说，就如神从 创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Over here, we need to emphasize in him, that means in Christ.
这里我们必须要着重的就是在基督里。
The Father has chosen us in him, in Christ.
神在基督里面拣选了我们。
When he chose us,
当他拣选我们的时候
，Over here you need to see very clearly the creation of the world.
这里我们必须要注意，什么时候拣选我们，就是在创立世界以前。
Nowadays, our modern physics tell us before everything.There is nothing.
我们现在的这个最新的这个物理学告诉我们说，在这个一切没有世界以前就已经有了。
Reverse, okay. 在这个世界还没有任何存在的之前呢，是没有的。
好。
So that means before the creation of the world, there was no time and space.
就是在这个宇宙创造以前，这是没有所谓的时间，所谓的这个空间的这个东西。
So at that status, then there is a beginning called singularity.
所以在创始以前就是一个所谓这个一。
And right after that singularity, there is a big bang.
在这个最初点的这个以后，就有一个所谓的大爆炸。
And then time and space start to appear.
然后我们才有所谓的时间，才有所谓的空间。
And listen carefully, God has chosen us even before the creation of the world.
所以在神创造这个宇宙之前，神就已经拣选了我们。
So our faith started from before the time and space.
所以我们的信心是从在这个有这个世界宇宙之前。
And we learn.The old is the product of time and space.
那我们就学到所谓的旧的东西，就是这个所谓时间空间的一个产物而已。
In spirituality, the old is the reflection of sin and death.
如果属灵的角度来说，所谓的旧的就是一些罪的结果，也是带来死亡。
So the creation for us, or the chosen, is before the creation. That means it started from no time and no space. So we were not defined or impacted by time and space.
所以就是我们是在创立世界以前就被拣选的，所以我们不受时空的限制，时空的影响。
Therefore,The phase we started is a new status.
所以我们的信心就是一个新的东西。
And that is not limited by time and space.
这个信心，这个是不受时间空间的限制。
And that is new.
这个就是所谓的一个新。
This is the grace that God has given us.
是神给我们的恩典。
We started from the very new status.
我们是从那个最新的那个开始地方开始的。
And that status were not influenced or impacted by time and space, so we can enjoy continuous newness.
那这个状况是不受时间、空间任何的影响，所以我们可以是一直不断的享受在神里的这个新。
And that is why we learned that the Holy Bible is a new book.
所以我们才说我们圣经是一个新约新的书。
Through thousands of years, all kinds of test and challenge about this Holy Bible, but the Bible stands still.
自古以来，千年以来，这个圣经经过无数的攻击，无数的考验，但是它至今还是 气力不倒。
And people, if humbly come to the Bible, then you will learn that, as a matter of fact, the Bible is always running ahead of all ages.
如果是我们能够是真的是很谦卑的下来的话，我们去看到圣经自古到今都是超越我们时空的，走在我们前面的。
If we allow Lord to guide us to accept that He chose us before the creation of this world, that means we truly enjoy the newness God gave to us in this faith.
如果我们能够接受这个事实，就是神在创立世界以前就已经拣选了我们，我们就能够真正的能够享受到在他里面的这个福气。
And more than that, we're going to enjoy the newness is from the next paragraph.
然后我们继续还要再讲下面一个。
John chapter 1 verse 4 said, In him, that means Christ, in Christ was life, and that life was the light of men.
看了约翰福音第一章第四节讲到生命在他里头。 这生命就是人的光，这个他就当然就是指基督耶稣了。
So again, in him was life.
在耶稣里面有光，有生命。
We know any living being, they must continue to produce new cells to maintain living status.
我们知道任何的生物，它必须要一直不断的。 生产新的生命才能够一直延续下去，新这个新。
Otherwise, that will decay, degenerate, and die.
否则的话，就会腐朽，就会变坏，就会死掉。
So in Him was life. So that means if you were in Christ, then in Him there was life. That means you still possess that living life.
生命在他里面，如果你是属神的人的话，你的里面就有这个生命在里面。So
Christ, He is the life in you. So you experience the real life. If life exists, that means tell you you are in the new status, new cell, continue to grow.
如果耶稣基督在你的生命里面的话，既然耶稣的生命在他耶稣里面。 你当然就会继续不断的享受这个耶稣里给你的带来这个新的生命。In
Him was life. This life allows us to live in front of God.
在耶稣里面的这个生命，允许我们能够是站立在神的面前，一直生存下去。And
furthermore, it said that life was the light of man.
接着继续说，这生命就是人的光。So
in that light. Then we have direction, and we have meaning, and we have the value to live this life.
所以有了这个光，我们的人生才有一个目的，才有个意义，才有一个新生在它里面。As
long as you live in front of God, that means the life you live, God remember.
所以只要我们能够在他的面前的话，我们就会有这个新的，神就会记住给我们这个新的生命。
And the light was the light of man. That means we have that light show us we have the zeal, we have the warmth, we have the power, we have the passion to live for Him.
所以这个生命就是人的光，就表示我们有了这个光，我们就有这个生存的一个热忱，我们有这个生存的一个使命感，我们有这个生存的一个意义。So
this life allows us to enjoy the newness.
所以这样一个生命让我们能够享受这个新。
And then the next one is born again.
那下面一个就所谓的重生。
In John chapter 3, verse 3, in reply, Jesus replied to Nicodemus. Jesus declared, I tell you, Nicodemus, the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
所以我们看到约翰福音第三章第三节，耶稣回答说， 我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。Nicodemus
is a normal person.
尼可底母他是一个重量级的人物。And
he is a religious person.
他是一个宗教的领袖。He
followed all kinds of religion rituals.
然后他严谨地遵守一切这个律法。
And he seems very serious.
他是一个非常存着一个真诚的心来求见耶稣。
And he is also respectable.
然后他也非常受人的尊重。
And then he came to see Jesus in the evening.
但是他是在夜晚傍晚的时候来看耶稣。
Because such a standing person to visit a rabbi is not that normal.
因为这样一个身份尊贵的人来看一个当时算是比较没有名的一个夫子的话，是一个不是一个很正常的事。
People may question about his religion.
哦，有人就会开始问，开始怀疑，开始问说，哎，你这个宗教的信仰啊、情操啊，到底是怎么回事呢
？Because you act so religious during the daytime.
因为你白天好像一个非常有宗教情操的人。
Then you need to find another rabbi to ask question.Or advice.
然后晚上的话，你要必须去问另外一个夫子来请教宗教的问题。
But when Jesus met this person, he told him right away, said, "Unless you are born again, you have no part of the kingdom of God."
但是耶稣对这位有重量级的宗教人物，马上就直截了当的跟他讲说，你若不重生，就不能见神的国。
And he was puzzled.
然后他就很这个疑惑，搞不懂。
Then Jesus further explained to him, said, "Flesh, just like you, Nicodemus, you got religion, you got good standing in the society, but that is coming from flesh, and flesh only give birth to flesh."
然后耶稣就跟他解释说，这个从肉体的就只能生出肉体的事情。
But the spirit give birth to spirit.
但是属灵的就是产生属灵的事。
And I say to you, you should not be surprised at my saying. You must be born again.
所以我告诉你说，必须重生的话，你不要觉得非常的稀奇疑惑。
In the old time, if you are a Christian, then people pretty much believe you are born again.
在过去的话，你如果是基督的话，很多人就是认为就是理所当然认为你一定是重生了。
But nowadays it seems it's a little bit different.
但是今天的话，就稍微这可信度就要打个折扣。
People may ask you, "Are you truly born again?"
有人就会说，即使你是基督徒了，还问你说，你是真的重生得救吗？
Actually, if you were born again, then you will be called Christian.
事实上说，你要一定要重生得救了以后。人家才会称你为基督徒。
This born again is not from you. Nothing coming out from you.
这个重生不是你自己去想办法得来的。
This is totally at the pleasure of the Holy Spirit.
这完全是靠圣灵来的。
If Holy Spirit want to touch you, the Holy Spirit touch you.
如果圣灵愿意触摸你的话，圣灵就会触摸到你。
It's not based on how you act, how religious. So people say, "Oh, this is a holy person." Then you automatically become a Christian. No, this is not the way.
并不是说你表现出了一副很属灵的样子，人家就会马上就说，哦，你就是一个属灵的人了，不是这回事。
A person with Holy Spirit inside can identify whether you are truly born again or not.
一个属灵的人，他马上能够看得出来你到底是不是有重生。
You cannot fool around.
你是没办法骗人的。
Even though you try so hard to act like a religious person,
即使你是很努力的做出一个很有这个属灵的一个形象出来。
But over here, if you are a Christian, that means you are in Christ. That means you are born again. Hey, if born again means you are a new one.
所以说，你如果是在基督的人，你是在主里有重生的话，你就是一个新的人呢。
Born again.
所谓的。重生。
This is very important. Born again means we will start from infant and then child, and then youth, and maybe adult.
这个是非常重要。所谓什么叫重生，就是你从一个婴儿开始，到幼孩，到青少年，到成年，是一个整个阶段。
I'm talking about in spirituality.
当然，我讲的是所谓属灵的这个生命。
Because most of us became a Christian when we get a little bit older.
因为我们大部分人是在大概比较成年的时候或者老一点的时候，成为一个基督徒。
Maybe at that time you feel that you are somewhat confident in this society.
也许你那个时候对自己在这个社会里面这个里面的身份地位非常有信心的。
But all of a sudden you were born again. You became an infant in spirituality.
突然间你变成一个属灵里面一个小婴儿。
So now you got an adult in this society, but you became a child, an infant in spirituality. So it's a kind of conflict here.
So you 在这个属世的这个社会里面，你已经是一个成年人了。但是突然之间，你在属灵的这个生命里面，哎，变成一个小 baby.
I would like to encourage, if you were just born again, it's okay. You act just like an infant.
我要鼓励各位，如果你是刚刚重生得救的话，没有问题，你就像个小婴孩一样 ，It's okay.
You don't know how to pray. It's okay. Just maybe stutter in prayer. It's okay.
如果你不知道怎么祷告，你就是结结巴巴的，什么都可以。
Don't try to pretend you are an adult in spirituality.
说不要说把自己装成一副你在属灵里面一个长者的样子。
You need to let this.Normal process to go through.
你必须让他一个很正常的一个成长的阶段来成长。
And because you started from infant and to grow, then every step you experience the newness.
因为你是从一个新生的婴儿开始，所以每一个成长的阶段对你来说都是一个新的经历。
I have heard so many young Christians say.I wish I can pray the way like somebody else.
我常常听到一些年轻的刚刚信主的讲说，哦，我就希望能够像某某某某人这样祷告的这样子。
This is not right.
不需要如此。
Because you need to enjoy the newness from infant all the way step by step to adult to be adult.
因为您必须要经过，也就是一个享受这样一个从婴儿到成年做长者的这样一段经历。
So as long as you were born again, you already enter the newness that God has provided for us.
您只要是一个重生得救的人，您在你的生命里面就有神给你那个新的生命。
Let's go to the fourth one is resurrection. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14 say, This is why it is said, or Lord said, Wake up, O sleeper.Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
第四个阶段是所谓的复活，也就是以弗所书第五章十四节说：“所以主说，你这睡着的人，当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。”
People went into the ER, and maybe their heart stopped, maybe breathing stopped, and later for a while, and then they came back.Almost everyone have a new perspective for their life.
我们就是有很多人，就是他已经在这个经过一个急救的过程，或者是濒临死亡的过程。当他从那里面就恢复起过来的话，几乎每一个人都会有一个新的开始。
But resurrection, the requirement is what?
但是复活他所要求你的是什么呢
？What is the requirement for resurrection？
需要复活有什么条件呢
？You need to what？ You need to die. So death is a prerequisite for resurrection.
所以要复活，它有一个先决的条件，就是你必须要先死。
If a person truly died and then resurrected, then that means a new page for that person.
所以一个人他是真的死了以后，然后再复活的话，这就一个新的生命的开始。
Without death, there is no resurrection.
没有死，怎么能够可能有复活呢
？Therefore, resurrection is anew.
所以说，复活是一个全新的。
And over here, the verse said, "O sleeper, rise from the dead."
这里说你这睡着的人当醒过来
Rise from the dead
从死里醒过来
So for a Christian, how do you experience that resurrection?
所以基督徒，你怎么样能够经历这样的一种死里复活的经验呢？
Actually, in the Bible, when we talk about death, actually it's pretty much equal to separation.
所以在圣经里面，当我们谈到死的时候，往往就是表示一种分离、分隔。
So we may proclaim death to sin.
所以我们必须对这个罪来宣战，让它死。
We can proclaim death to this world.
我们必须要对这个世界宣告，我们与这个世界对我们来说是死的。
We also can proclaim the death to our old self.
然后对我们的老我也宣告是死的。
If we go through this process called death, then there's a chance, there's a door for resurrection.
当我们能够如此宣告对这些东西宣告死的时候，我们就有可能进入这个复活的这个那个门。
The more death, that means the more resurrection.
越多的东西死，也就是越多的东西要复活。
And once resurrection occurs, that means you start a brand new page.
当复活开始的时候，也就表示你一个整个一个新的开始。
That is why David in Psalm 23, he said, "He," that means God.God restores my soul. He guides me in path of righteousness for His name's sake.
这为什么大卫王他在诗篇二十三篇第三节说到，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己名引导我走义路。
So Christian brothers and sisters, you allow Lord to guide you into death, then you have the chance.To experience or enjoy the resurrection.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你如果让神能够把你把你的这个旧的老我的东西都致死的话，你就可以享受这个复活的心。
He will restore you and He will revive you.
他会使你的灵魂苏醒，他也会引导你走义路。
And the perspective start to change.
然后你对一切事情的感官就开始有所变化。
Before resurrection, everything is me, 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 the center.
所以当你在复活之前，你一切的所作所为、所想的都是以自我为中心的。
But now is for His sake.
那现在的话是为神来做。
God become the center.
神变成你的中心。
And the lastly is new heaven and new earth.
最后我们讲到所谓的新天新地。
In Revelation, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
然后我们看到启示录第二十一章一跟五。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了。
This is the final stage for all Christians.
这是我们基督徒最后的一个阶段。
And over here, then you will receive the picture is whatever this real world that nowadays you can touch, you can hear, this world will be totally passed away.
所以我们今天所谓的这一个真实现实的社会，到那个时候就会完全过去。
And then a totally brand new heaven and new earth will come.
然后一个全新的世界就会新天新地就会来到。
In the new heaven and new earth, whatever happened in the past will be totally gone.
在这个新天新地里，一切的过去的事情都会过去。
The people, the matter, the time, the place, the object.
一切的人、事、时空等等的都会过去。
Any status, any memory, any difficulty, any suffering will pass away.
一切的人事，一切的欢乐，一切的痛苦，一切的困难等等，这些都会过去。
And now you're going to receive the brand new, the totally new for you.
然后你会接受一个全新的你。
In the Bible stated, over there, there's no tears and no sorrow.
我们知道，在这个新天新地里是没有眼泪的，没有痛苦的。
So look here, this is the old heaven and old earth, and over here is a new heaven and new earth.
所以我们做一个比较，一个是旧的世界，一个是新天新地。
Whatever you spend here in the old heaven and the old earth, actually just a tool for the future.
所以你在这个人，在这个人间的这个旧的天地里所做的一件事情，所做的一切事情，只是为了将来这个新天新地。
So whatever happened here, you need to make the best choice and best usage of whatever resources you got to invest for the new heaven and new earth to come.
所以你在这个世界，在这个地上所费的一些心思，所费的一些功夫，必须要做一个非常有智慧的选择，因为你将要把你这边所做的一切事情能够移转到那个新天新地里面，让它是一个有价值的移转。
And lastly, he, that means God, who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
那接着启示录第二十一章第五节，坐在宝座的说，看了我将一切都更新了，又说你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的，这是上帝说的。
Brothers and sisters, we started from the newness in God.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们是在神里开始这一个新的我。
And we will end at the newness in new heaven and new earth.
然后我们也会在新天新地里的里面有一个新的我。
So we learn that if anyone, that means God wants to include you.
所以这件事，如果有人，神就是鼓励说每一个人。
If anyone in Christ,
如果有人在耶稣基督里，
he is a new creation.
他就是新造的人。
The old has gone, the new has come.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So through the Bible, we may be revealed by Holy Spirit to see something that normal people would not understand.
所以靠着圣灵的感动，我们从圣经里面看到一些平常寻常人没有办法看到的东西。
And as long as you understand, then you can enjoy it.
如果你明白了，你就能够享受。
Over here, we would like to encourage you to meditate His word, so you can enjoy in your daily life.
所以我们鼓励各位弟兄姐妹，在这个人世间，你们也可以享受你的每天的日子。
We were chosen by the Father in eternity, so I can enjoy the newness.
然后我们是在这个创造世界以前就是被神所拣选的，所以我们从开始就可以享受在神里面那个新的东西。
And also we receive the life in Christ.
然后我们是从在基督里得到他的生命。
And we were born again by the Spirit, so we can enjoy the newness.
然后我们是靠着圣灵能够重生得救的人，所以我们也可以享受那个重生的那个心。
And we can experience the resurrection for His purpose.
然后我们也能够在神的这个创世，这个他的目的中能够复活。
And finally is we have the hope there's enjoyment in new heaven and new earth for us.
然后最后我们还能够有这个在新天新地里面这种希望，一个是盼望。
Since at the beginning I told you, in this world, newness is so short and temporary.
我开始的时候跟各位分享说，在这个人世间的一切所谓的新都是非常的短暂。
People enjoy newness, they have a new spirit.
然后我们享受一个新的东西，有一个新的灵命。
That truly live a people's life. 那确实可以使人兴奋起来的。So now we have all these provision from God. We can every day, every moment, we enjoy that newness God has already provided to us in Christ.
所以我们在神耶稣基督有这么多丰富的供应，我们是真的可以每天都享受到这个神里面的这个新的东西。
So as long as we enjoy the newness every day, our life will be different.
我们每天有这个神生命里面给我们这个新的东西，我们每天的生命都是应该是非常享受的。
So let's enjoy it.
我们大家就好好的享受吧。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, we thank you for all wonderful provision in Christ for us.
神，我们感谢你在主耶稣基督里给我们一切所有丰富的供应。
That all the old go away.
所有的旧事都已经过去了。
That the new that you have provided us to come.
你所给我们的这个新的东西要降临在我们身上。
Help us to receive that your provision in Christ.
帮助我们能够得到主在主耶稣基督里面的供应。
Because we are a new creation.
因为我们是一个新造的人，新造的物。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. Amen.